From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Liberty men's basketball team picked up a big win over Villanova last night in the opening round of the NIT. The Flames were led by Darius McGee with 26 points. Liberty will play at Wisconsin in the second round. The first two play-in games of the NCAA tournament were last night, and an ACC team picked up a win. Pittsburgh was able to top Mississippi State in a thriller.
Davis.
There it is.
Here's Connor. 4-for-3 for the win. It is no good. Ball put back, no good. And Pittsburgh advances in the NCAA tournament.
That audio from True TV. Pitt will play Iowa State in the first round on Thursday in Greensboro. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, a couple coaches with local ties will be coaching in this year's tournament. College of Charleston assistant coach Thomas Carr was the head basketball coach at GW High School during the 2012-13 season.
It validates the work you've done over the course of the past year. You know, anytime I get to go to the NCAA tournament, I always think back to my days at GW Danville, man. We still have the memories I do of that place. You know, me understanding that without GW and those kids that played for me, gave me everything they had, and I gave them everything I had, so you know, who knows if I would be where I'm at today.
Carr and College of Charleston will play San Diego State in the first round on Thursday. Also, NC State head coach Kevin Keats was formerly the head coach of the Hargrave post-grad basketball team. The Wolfpack will take on Creighton on Friday. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.